Unit 5. Communication. Lesson A. Page 38. Exercise 5. Party Talk. Part A. Listen to 3 conversations at different parties. Who is speaking in each one? 1.
Hi, are you Pete?
Yes, hello.
I'm Liz Morton, Tom Morton's mother.
Oh, right. Nice to meet you, Mrs. Morton.
You too. So, are you enjoying the party?
Yeah, it's great. This might be the last time I see some of these people for a long time, so I've been pretty busy trying to make sure I get a chance to talk to everyone.
You know, it's strange to think that all you kids are graduating. Do you have any plans after graduation?
Well, I've applied for a teaching job overseas. I guess I'll probably find out if I got the job or not next week.
You're more adventurous than Tom. I can't believe he's going to take a job right here in town. But it's a good job, I guess. And of course, I would miss him if he went far away.
Yeah, I know. My mom doesn't want me to go far away either. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I think another friend of mine is leaving. Excuse me, Mrs. Morton. I need to say goodbye to him before he goes.
Oh, sure. It was great to meet you, Pete.
2.
Hey, Jim. Great music. What group is it?
I don't know. It's the radio. Maybe they'll say after it's over.
Well, it's a good thing Cheryl isn't here, or she'd make me dance to it. You know, she loves that old-fashioned dancing.
Yeah, I know. Meg is the same way.
Myself, I haven't danced since my wedding day, and I intend to keep it that way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Although I do like this old-fashioned dance music, the bands back in those days could really play. Not like today. It's all image now, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that. It's just the styles change, that's all. I mean, a lot of those pop stars are actually pretty talented.
You really think so?
Sure. Actually, I've been listening to this music my grandson left on my computer last Thanksgiving. It's some of that, what do you call it? That hip-hop music.
You what? You've got to be kidding me.
No. A lot of it isn't bad. I mean, at least the lyrics are about something, you know?
I don't know.
No, try it. You'll see. Wait. I'll play it now.
I'd rather go out dancing. Anyway, I should get going. I'll call you later.
3. Jenny, this is delicious. I love stuffed grape leaves.
Yeah, me too. It all tastes delicious. Do you think they made all this themselves, or did they have it catered?
Oh no, George is a great cook. Why would they cater it?
Really?
Oh yeah.
George cooks?
You didn't know that? Lynn's always saying that's half the reason she married him.
Well, that is a good reason. Is she ever lucky? I wish my husband liked to cook. He completely avoids anything that has to do with the kitchen.
You know, my husband's talking about signing up for an Italian cooking class on Saturdays. I hope he does it.
Oh, I wonder if I could convince my husband to do that. I'd sure love being the taste tester for his recipes.
Exactly what I was thinking. Well, I'll let you know when the class starts.
Great. Please do. In the meantime, I think I'll go mention it to him. Talk to you soon.